I just had to let that play out. Sean's laughing because I'm slightly dancing. I'm chair dancing. Hannah Stanley here. I'm filling in for Frank Fontana today. He will be with you again next Sunday. I want to thank him for letting me come in and hang out with you guys for this afternoon. Frank does a segment every single week called Wonder Woman, and he chooses a woman that really deserves more attention or credit or your admiration. And man, do I have a good one. Last week, I was fortunate enough to be included and get to MC an event called Tapping for Tents, which took place at the Penrose. See, I always said Primrose. It's the Penrose Brewing Company in Geneva. Really fantastic location and great work that they're doing out there. April Shippers, co-founder of Camp Out from Cancer, which is what we are having you here to talk about today. And it's a special month, which is exciting as well. But here's a little bit about what you need to know. You are a wife. You are the mother of three. You are a first grade teacher full time. And you're co-founder of this organization that helps kids who are currently fighting cancer. And one of your three kids is a cancer survivor.
Yes.
Yeah, this is big stuff. And this is why you are our Wonder Woman of the week. Tell me a little bit about the journey that your family went through with the cancer diagnosis.
Just about 5 years ago, my son Isaac was diagnosed with a form of brain cancer. It's called medulloblastoma. He just started having some severe headaches, and within 9 days, we got the devastating news that it was brain cancer. And so then for 16 months after that, we fought cancer. He had brain surgery, 30 radiation treatments to his brain and spine, and then 9 rounds of chemo.
So 16 months after that, now he's approximately 3.5 years
post-treatment.
And 5 is the magic number that you get to.
Yes.
You're never not worried. But
never.
5 helps.
No.
5 years is when you are statistically the same as somebody who has never had cancer for chances of recurrence. So everybody wants to get to the magic 5. During this, you and Isaac and the rest of your family came up with an idea, because those are lonely and boring hours in the hospital. For anyone, let alone a child.
Yeah, he missed a lot of school, and he spent a lot of time in the hospital and away from his family and friends. So we were really blessed to have a lot of people kind of help us along the way and cheer his days up through care packages or visits or little things here or there. And so we decided that when he was all finished, we wanted to do something as well. And we came up with our idea of giving care packages to kids with cancer. And that's how Camp Out from Cancer began.
All right. So tell me what you're doing with Camp Out from Cancer is essentially giving them an in-house or in-room camping trip. And so tell me about the packages you guys put together.
So our care packages include an indoor pop-up tent that's really quick and fast for the parents to get set up for the kids, whether they're at home or in the hospital. They get glow bracelets, a flashlight, books, a little reusable bag, and a little camping and snack to kind of enjoy with their siblings or family or nurses. We've had pictures of nurses and doctors in the tents with the kids. So whoever they want to have join them as they kind of just get away from all the scariness of fighting cancer.
Tents are the most amazingly magical thing for little kids. I constantly, my kids are like, can we build a tent? I'm like, okay, fine. And then I think back to when I would always build a tent. I had a canopy bed and I'd put blankets up all around it, and it just made my own little world. And so I can only imagine, as a child fighting cancer, it does allow you an escape. This is not likely something you're able to do, go out and camp while you're going through treatment.
No, you're really not allowed to do a whole bunch of things due to, you know, your weakened immune system, low counts, things like that.
Yeah, so if you'd be bitten by something or whatever, you'd have to fight on multiple fronts. Mm-hmm. And that's not good.
No.
No good. So you guys have been an official 501c3 for 1 year.
Yes.
You are locally based. How many of these kits have you been able to give out, distribute, and help?
It this point in time, we've delivered 430 care packages, but we have 8 more that we're making tonight. So
that's amazing. Yeah. And I thought it was adorable. You guys, you posted something the other day that you went to IKEA on Friday night and bought all of these new tents. They come from IKEA.
Yes, we get our tents from IKEA. And so Isaac is my survivor. He's 10. And then my daughter Ivy is 9. They do a lot of the work. So they go on all the shopping sprees with us to gather all the stuff. They package every single one of the care packages. And so they kind of play a really big part in it. And their school just raised a lot of money for us for the care packages.
Such a great support system and way for them to give back. Cancer is not just, especially with a child's cancer, it is not just a diagnosis for that patient. It is definitely something the entire family fights and is emotionally involved in. Is it, do you feel it therapeutic to do these packages?
I think the common misconception is that when you're done with treatment, you're done with cancer. And I think that was the biggest eye-opener. Not necessarily for us because we've been walking it, but to try to make other people understand that, especially for a child that's diagnosed with cancer and the treatments that they go through, they're left with lifelong side effects. And you can either kind of wallow in those, you know, worries and fears and sorrows of what you're left with, or you can turn it into something good. So I feel like for me, a lot of it was therapeutic. Kind of let's focus on something positive and good and bring smiles to kids rather than, kind of get sad or discouraged by, you know, the hardships that we kind of have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Because it is, like you said, it could be lifelong with some of these after effects.
Yes. So because the kiddos are so little when they're going through these things, and especially with brain cancer like Isaac had, when you're radiating a 5-year-old's brain and, doing things like that, there's no way to avoid those side effects. But, you know, considering your other option, right, you go for it. And then, you know, it's down the road where you kind of start to see the changes and, you know, the hardships that come along with fighting cancer.
What is, I guess the prognosis on that, does some of that come back? Do some of these side effects diminish?
So as far as the brain cancer is concerned, it's definitely the radiation that's the hardest for us to handle. It definitely deteriorates over time, so it doesn't come back. So Isaac's IQ has slowly gone down in the past 5 years from where it started, and it can continue to go down there until he could eventually end up in like mental retardation range. But we just kind of forge through with what we have, and he pushes himself really hard. School's hard, things like that, short-term memory loss, working memory. He has lost fine motor skills from the surgery. So writing is hard for him. So all of those things are a little more challenging and can get worse through the years.
And would be challenging for anybody. But to be a child who's still developing and learning these things, that has to be even more of a mental struggle. Especially, I could do this, and now I'm struggling.
Yeah, and I think that is the hardest one for him, because he can remember to when school was easy. And he remembers when things weren't this hard. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, his younger sister who passed him up, you know, as far as reading and writing and things like that are concerned. You know, it's kind of a hard one to swallow, especially when you're only, you know, at this point 10, trying to understand all that.
Right. Absolutely. So being able to put the work and the effort in to make it better for other little kids has to be incredibly rewarding, because it's something he really can do and strive and excel at.
And to be honest, that was kind of in the back of my mind this whole time, was we don't know what the future is going to hold. We have no idea what it's going to look like. I remember Isaac's neurosurgeon's nurse looking at me one day and saying, I even have one kid that's been through what Isaac went through that's gone to college. And that was kind of a hard pill to swallow, you know, because
like
I think, one. And so I think like as a parent, those are, you know, almost your expectations for them, not, you know, this like one little futile wish that you're holding on to. So I figured if we could kind of take camp out and do some good, amazing things with it, that Isaac would kind of always have something to kind of turn back to and feel good about himself and know that even if he's not valedictorian of his class in high school or never gets a scholarship to go to college, he's making an impact in this world in a different way.
And so many of us weren't. There's one valedictorian, Isaac. Don't worry about it. I wasn't. And tell me about Gray Matters, because May is a very special month.
Yeah, so today is the first day of Brain Tumor Awareness Month. So every day, 11 people are kind of given this diagnosis and kind of hearing this news for the first time. And I think a lot of us are inundated with, everybody has their own struggles and their own thing that they're fighting for. So May is kind of our time to bring awareness to, brain cancer and just kind of get people on board and realizing the effects that it has, especially on these little kiddos.
People can make contributions that will help you run the organization, but more importantly, put those tents into the suitcases of those kids who are headed to the hospital or are home-ridden because they're currently going through treatment. What is the website they can do that at?
It is campoutfromcancer.org.
Yeah, it's not for cancer. We're not pro. It is campoutfromcancer.org. April Shippers, teacher, mom, wife, and co-founder of Camp Out From Cancer, and this week's Wonder Woman. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Hannah Stanley here filling in for Frank Fontana on WGN. More after this.